WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston. Of course, the rest of the world as well, because this is available online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to Music You Might Otherwise Miss. The first hour, it's a new release show. We focus in on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third year, it's an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, some classics thrown in, but most of it, you probably haven't heard it before, which is why this is Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Now, on with the show. Got a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Ellie King, Peter Bjorn, and John and Paper Cuts. Today's reissue song is from the Cranberries off their classic Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We album. Also in this morning's entertainment, we have a new tune from Molly Birch. Decided to make her today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus, all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you're tuned to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Shay Ali. Shay Ali is just the stage name for Elias Mahfood, a new pop singer-songwriter out of Stockholm, Sweden. He's also associated with the band Steve Buscemi's Dreamy Eyes, which I have played here on my show before. The new solo effort has culminated into his debut EP, Buenas Noches Club, on Rama Lama Records. A new effort is due out November 8th, and I have for you here the disc's lead-off single, Adore You. New music from Shay Ali here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you.
That is the latest material from Bel Mare here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you are tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. I am back from 2 weeks off. I was over in France for a while. I am happy to be back in studio. Bel Mare is a collaboration between songwriters Amelia Bushell and Tom Servidone. The duo met at an open mic in Brooklyn during winter of 2012 and recorded an EP that was released the following year. I found them just last month with the release of their single, Spain, which I really liked. And Bel Mare has just released their second EP, Liars, on October 18th. 5 songs long with the song Spain included in the lineup. It's really good. The track that I just spun there is We Can Wait for Love. And I'm feeling, well, there's a double down coming for this. Changing musical direction with a tune from Art Deco. Art Deco is a chosen name for a mysterious glam rocker from the Gulf Islands in British Columbia, Canada. His new album, Trespasser, came out October 12th and is already getting some great Canadian press. The new album is out on Paperbag Records, which is how I found him, as I follow Paperbag Records on SoundCloud. Had a lot of choices, but I went with track number 2, Joy. New music from Art Deco here in Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
just to find you with another man. With another man. Well, it's over, baby, I know this. I'm just trying to hide my emotions. But in a moment, I might be exploding. If I talk to you,
the latest material from Sleep State here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK. You're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss. We are smack dab here in the new release show. Sleep State is an electronica pop alternative trio. They're based in Los Angeles, California. They describe their music as, quote, groovy, danceable pop made in L.A., unquote. I agree with that, based upon their latest single, Dying When I See Ya. It's the latest single from these Southern California boys. They've been quite busy this year, and, well, this is their third self-released single so far this year.
We are World Vision, and we believe in children. We believe in God's calling to help them flourish and achieve a full life. We believe every child deserves clean water, nutritious food, and basic health care. We believe in educating girls and women about immunizations and the healthy timing and spacing of pregnancies, saving the lives of newborns and new moms, helping more children live a full life beyond age 5. our world vision, and we believe in children.
If you believe, visit worldvision.org/believe.
Next up is a new one from Palmas. Palmas is an unsigned indie pop rock five-piece out of Philadelphia and New York City. They describe their sound as, quote, East Coast surf slash soul, with incorporating vintage rock surf sounds and present-day pop and indie. They've been together for a couple years now with multiple singles and an EP under their belts. They made a strong push this year with a brand new single. This one is called Where Are You Going, which came out October 19th. New music from Palmas here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Stay right by the radio. We have today's Lineage with Molly Birch right after latest here from Ellie King.
Yeah.
New music from Ellie King here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. You're hanging here with TK, and now I know Ellie King is really not music you might otherwise miss. However, it is new, and it's really good. I really like this song, and I really like this artist. The new album is Shake the Spirit. It came out October 19th, and the song I just played there was the album's, or is the album's, lead-off single that is called Shame. Well, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. It's the part of the show when I'm going to play a new tune from an artist, and I'm going to follow up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun and helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's pick is Molly Birch. I found Molly Birch back in 2016, just after she moved to Austin, Texas from Asheville, North Carolina. While getting adjusted to her new life in Austin, where she did not know anyone, she wrote a song called Downhearted. It got the attention of Captured Tracks, which is a record company, and they signed her on August 16th of that year. That allowed her to release her debut full-length album, Please Be Mine, which dropped February 2017. Riding the wave of that success, Molly is back in 2018 with another new album, First Flower, which had a street date of October 5th. I featured her debut single off the new disc, Wild, back on August 28th. With the release of her sophomore effort, I thought it was appropriate to play another cut. Decided to go with the title track. This is Molly Birch. She is today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Say the things you do.
Radio from Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. TK here at the music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up today's lineage, that was Molly Birch with Downhearted, which was originally released back in August of 2016, first as a standalone single, but then it was also included in her full-length debut disc, Please Be Mine, which came out in February of 2017. If you want to check out today's new release show playlist, I posted it already at my website, which is tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. While you're there, you can check out also some free downloads of some of the music that I've picked up here, and then also posted some videos on there as well. In fact, there's the Ellie King video for her new song, Shame, on my website as well. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from the Cranberries. The album that has been reissued is their fantastic Everybody Else Is Doing It, So Why Can't We? It was originally released in 1993, and it was their debut album. The album has been re-released, as a special 25th anniversary of its debut. It also corresponds with the passing of the band's lead singer, Dolores O'Riordan, which happened in January of this year. The album had great songs on it like Linger, Still Can't, and of course this one, Dreams. So this is the Cranberries with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. We'll be right back. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the latest for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set was a tune from Futuro Pelo. As you may know, as we've gone for a couple shows, I was in Paris and Nice, France, for a couple weeks. And while I was there, I heard that song by Futuro Pelo in a store in Paris while I was doing some shopping. It really got my attention, and I used my Shazam app to find out what it was, and I was rewarded with this song, Nancy, and that's N-N-C-Y. Don't know a great deal about this artist other than he's French. He just released a 4-song EP entitled Eden. Came out in June of this year, and I expect you'll be hearing more from this guy. I really like that song. Keeping the tunes going here with the track from Gabby's World. Gabby's World is an indie new pop band out of Brooklyn, New York. The band is fronted by Gabrielle Smith and supported by Oliver Cobb. Gabby just describes what they do as, quote, the recording project of songwriter and producer Gabrielle Smith, unquote. She's pretty straightforward. She's launching her debut album, Beast on Beast. November 2nd, it comes out. The pre-release single is Winter Withdraw. It's out already, however, I was able to get my hands on an unreleased cut. This one is called I Get You. New music from Gabby's World here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Scratchy glow and conversations.
brand new stuff from Peter Bjorn and John here on 91.5 WMFO Freeform Radio from Tufts University. Also available online at WMFO.org. Peter Bjorn and John, they're back with their eighth album, Darker Days, it's called. It was released on October 19th. That song, Gut Feeling, is the first single off the disc, and I'm a big fan, and I'm glad they are back getting to the basics of their sound on this album. Next up, it's a nice little tune from Bay Waves. Bay Waves are a self-described, quote, hypno-pop, unquote. They are a four-piece from Madrid, Spain. I've also seen them described as Spain's answer to Tame Impala and Beach Fossils. They do play some nice surf-infused psychedelic pop. They've just released this single, Over Time, on October 16th. So here we have new music from Bay Waves here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. WMFO, TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Let me slip in one more from Paper Cuts. Paper Cuts. Well, I first found them, back in 2009 with their third release, You Can Have What You Want. That's what that was called, Paper Cuts. They're a quiet indie pop project with the driving force of the band being Jason Quiver. He was brought up in a commune in Humboldt County, California. He traveled up and down the West Coast, eventually settling in San Francisco. He did some recording on his own, released his first album in 2004. Then he met up with Devendra Banhart, who is a well-respected artist and also a joint owner of an indie record label. Devendra ended up signing Paper Cuts and helped him release his next record. Well, here it is, 9 years later, and they are still at it. It's got a new release out now called Parallel Universe Blues. Song I have for you off the new album is called How to Quit Smoking. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
MFO in Medford.